A guitar band called Tanarawen is famous worldwide. Their fans and collaborators have included Robert Plant, Tom York of Radiohead, and Bono of U2. They have fought extremism in their home country of Mali and been victims themselves. Now, ahead of a show in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, commenters on social media are leveling violent, racist attacks against the musicians. Joining us to discuss the situation is NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Hi, Anastasia.
Hey, Ari.
I know you've followed this band for years. Tell us more about them.
They're a group of nomadic Tuareg musicians from the northern end of Mali in the Sahara Desert, and they've been hailed as guitar gods. And here they are playing with Nels Klein of the band Wilco.
Tell us more about what we're hearing here.
Well, you can hear all those wonderful rolling guitars. You can hear how they're fusing electric guitars with traditional rhythms and aesthetics. The band's name literally means deserts in their language, Tamashek, and you get that desert feeling in all their work.
And the first time you saw them was in their home country of Mali, back when it was a safer country than it is today. What was that like?
Yes, it was a life-transforming experience. In 2003, I was lucky enough to travel to see them in the Sahara at an oasis about 40 miles outside of Timbuktu, which gives you a sense of how remote it was. Yeah. And this was the performance that really catapulted them to worldwide attention. And ever since, they've been touring the world, and their next U.S. leg is this fall.
People who've been following the news from Mali will know that Islamist extremism has been a huge problem there, and musicians have been a target. So how did that affect this band, Tanarawen?
Right. Back in 2012, 2013, Islamist groups in northern Mali really tried to take over the region and also made musicians one of their prime targets. And in fact, one of the band's own members, one of the vocalists for Tanarawen, was kidnapped in early 2013.
What happened to him?
Intidao, the name of this vocalist, was thankfully released a short time later, but it's had an enormous impact on the band, and many of the group's lyrics actively rebuke fundamentalism.
So you have this group that is singing against fundamentalism, that has been kidnapped by Islamist extremists, and then they're scheduled to play a gig in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in September, and what happens?
So the club, which is called the Ramcat, put up a social media ad on Facebook advertising the show, and these hateful, racist, inciting comments started rolling in. And a few days ago, a local weekly alternative paper, the Triad City Beat, wrote about this situation. And earlier today, I talked to one of the owners of the club. His name is Andy Neville, and here's what he had to say.
If any of these commenters had done any sort of homework, they'd find that the band and the Tuareg people have been marginalized their entire lives, and Tanarawen themselves have stood up to some of these kind of hateful and racist forces in North Africa. And probably the most disappointing thing of all is we're talking about these misguided commenters, and what we're not talking about is what an incredible band Tanarawen is.
And is the show going to go on?
Yes, and the club owners say that after all these hateful comments, they've been really heartened to see a lot of positive comments and ticket purchases as well. So Tanarawen is planning to play at the Ramcat on September 17th, and Andy Tenniel, the club owner, says that they're going to increase security measures around that show.
And we should let listeners know Tanarawen is on a U.S. tour and will be playing a lot of different cities through September and October. That's NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Ari.